Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel today are mostly clear, with pleasant temperatures across major cities. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem enjoys a cooler breeze. As night falls, Haifa will see mild temperatures, perfect for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, a ceasefire was violated. Despite IDF denial, Hezbollah fired at forces. The Air Force responded by attacking launchers. Also, according to Walla, just in, as the American deadline approaches, the IDF prepares for a quick response if the ceasefire ends. Coordination with the United States remains strong. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the United States Treasury Department has imposed fresh sanctions against suppliers of weapons to Iran. The move comes as a two-week ceasefire announced by President Trump is due to end soon. Separately, the forward highlights Israel's 78th Independence Day. Celebrations are tinged with worry over the nation's future as Yom Ha'atzmaut begins this evening. And finally, JNS reports that President Trump has extended the ceasefire with Iran. He maintains a blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, urging Iran's fractured government to submit. Here's what people are saying online. Neo Berg, a regional analyst, posted just minutes ago that while the ceasefire is extended, the blockade itself could severely impact Iran's regime. I24News_EN highlighted comments from security experts earlier today. They suggest that Trump's ceasefire extension increases strategic and economic pressure on Iran. Streetwise, an observer of Middle Eastern media, reported earlier today that Iran's Tasnim news agency questions the ceasefire extension. They suggest it might be a strategic move by Trump, with potential surprises. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire violation by Hezbollah. Israel Hayom reports that after initial denial, the IDF confirmed the attack and responded with airstrikes. This escalation comes amidst heightened tensions in the region, affecting the security situation for residents in the north. Turning to the IDF's preparations for a potential ceasefire end, Walla notes that with the American deadline looming, the IDF is on high alert. Continued coordination with the U.S. underscores the strategic importance of this partnership in addressing threats. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury's new sanctions against Iran's weapon suppliers aim to curb Tehran's military capabilities. The Jerusalem Post highlights that this action aligns with the upcoming end of the ceasefire, potentially influencing Iran's diplomatic stance. In other news, as Israelis celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, the Forward observes that national pride is mixed with concern about the country's political future. This reflects growing domestic challenges that could influence upcoming elections. Finally, Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire, as reported by JNS, keeps pressure on Iran while ensuring a military standstill. The blockade on the Strait of Hormuz remains a critical point of leverage in negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Cato Networks has appointed Maital Koren as their new chief legal officer. Koren previously held senior legal roles at CyberArk, guiding them through significant growth. Separately, Globes informs us that Israel's consumer price index rose by 0.4% in March. While annual inflation moderates, home prices are still on a downward trend. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights Independence Day innovations. New products, like the Ninja Air Fryer, promise to enhance kitchen convenience, reflecting consumer demand for practical solutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.